Hey guys, welcome to Words of Axe. My name is Axel Marie, and I hope you enjoy the episode. What's up, world? It's Axel here. My wife and I are reading this book together. It's a 40-day book, and it was recommended by my sister. My sister's read this, and she's always like told us about it. So we finally got it, and we started reading it. And it's one of my like favorite like routines right now, where I wake up in the morning, we have our water, coffee, and we sit on our balcony, and we'll literally read the page for the day. The page is typically, or the chapter, the day's chapter is typically like 2 to 3 pages, maybe 5 pages tops, and then it ends with like a point to ponder, a verse, and a question, and then you want to write your question or write your answer to the question, and then my wife and I, we just go in and we have these like beautiful conversations based off of what we just read and the question that we just answered. And this book, it's called The Purpose Driven Life by Rick Warren. And there's been like all this hype about the book, you know, and I'm like, whatever, it's, I always hear things like that, but no, the hype is real. Okay. We're only like 7 days in, and man, this thing is huge. And yesterday we read the section that we read. It was actually called Seeing Life from God's View, right? And in that chapter, he's really talking about like our life metaphors. You know, what is it that you, what metaphor do you give for your life, you know? And, you know, how do you see your life? People have like all types of different answers to that question. But then, you know, he really dives into you know, the way you see your life shapes your life, right? And we don't see things as they are. We see them as we are. One quote in there. But the three metaphors that he gave were so deep to me and profound to me. They hit me so hard. So I felt I had to speak on it and write about it here. And well, we could dive into all three. One specifically that's shifted my energy so much that I just feel I have to share. But the three metaphors he talks about is, you know, one, life is a test. Two, life is a trust. And three, life is a temporary assignment. Now, what does that mean, right? We've all heard like life is a test, meaning, you know, we're learning things, we're being tested, our character is being tested, our faith, our obedience, our love, our loyalty, right? And we're given these opportunities, these experiences to test and build our character. You know, God's provided that. Great, I love that, right? And I truly believe that. That is one of my life metaphors that I always refer to. But the one that's the most profound to me were the last two. And this one, life is a trust, being the biggest one, you know. And when you hear life on earth is a trust, what does that really mean, right? And to me, it was so mind-shifting, where he really talks about how, you know, it's everything in your life, it's God entrusting you to take care of X, Y, and Z, right? And how to me, I take it as, you know, life, you have to trust God. You have to have faith and believe in what it is he's directing you to do and telling you to do, and live in that trust. Live depending on God, trusting in God, and trusting that everything that's supposed to happen will happen. And that trust is a big thing. And the second part to that is that God entrusts certain things in your hand. Right. And now when we say in trust or trust, what does that mean, right? What does that mean that God trusts you with X, Y, and Z? God trusts you with this woman as your wife or this person as your child, meaning everything that's here on earth, it's not really ours, whether it's like your money, your house, your children, your wife, your friends, your parents. They're all of God, right? They're all children of God. They're all God's creations. And I truly believe that. And when I understood it, where it's like, hey, this life here, it's really just a short temporary assignment as he goes into the next point. But when God entrusts you with one of his gifts, one of his possessions, one of his talents that he's given you in your life, your job is to cherish that and appreciate that, right? Meaning treat it like it's mine, but remember that it's God's and I have to give it back to him. And that when I die, he's going to give this gift to someone else to cherish and appreciate. Now, when I say cherish, I think of, yes, being grateful and thankful for this gift, for this money, for this house, for this relationship, for this person, for this child that God's entrusted in me to take care of, right? And the second part of it is appreciate, meaning not appreciate as in the same as cherish, like I'm thankful, grateful for it, but appreciate in increase in value, in multiplying, in making better, in developing it, right? And how God literally gives you blessings and gifts throughout your life for you to cherish and appreciate, you know, and it's not for you to cling on to or hold or whatever it is. It's really God just giving you one of his gifts, his blessings, you know, for him. And you're so grateful for it. You cherish it and you make it better, right? So he's entrusted me to take care of this woman here who I call my wife, right? Meaning I serve her, I fuel her, I cherish her, I help her get stronger, I help her appreciate, right? I cherish her, I'm grateful for her, I give her that love through cherishing her, and I appreciate her by helping her become more and more of what God wants us to be and who God wants us to be. And closer to God, you know, I help her appreciate by reminding her how these are all gifts of God. You know, this house that we have, this life that we have, this freedom that we have, these are all things that God has blessed us with and he's entrusted us to take care of and to grow and develop. And to me, that was so beautiful and powerful. And one line, that Rick Warren spoke about, you know, he says how the Bible says, quote, do not conform yourselves to the standards of this world, but let God transform you inwardly by a complete change of your mind. Then you'll be able to know the will of God. And that stuck out to me a lot. Why? Because I think of, you know, you can't really see or know the will of God unless you let God transform you, you know? So often we fall into this thought that, hey, I can just, you know, be here and, you know, think deeply and be in this great state and I'll figure out what it is I have to do and where I want to go and I'll go do it, you know, and I'll be in this great mindset, this motivation, and I got this this method to go and I'm going to do this, I'm going to accomplish this, right? But all those things are so like limited, you know, they're so earthly in the sense that, you know, he talks about how the things that we see are temporary. We got to be able to see the unseen, which is eternal, you know, and that's what we need to focus on. That's what we need to grow to. That's what we need to be able to recognize and live by, right? The unseen, and that's where the power is. And you'll never be able to see the unseen, right, or know God's will unless you let God transform you so he can change your heart, change your mind, And that's really the key, right? The key is letting God transform you. How do you do that? You put yourself in a position to speak to God, to listen to God, to take in his word, spend time in scripture and grow with that, right? And you learn that life is a trust. You know, you learn how to trust God, and you learn what God is entrusting in you, right? What skill has he given you? What insight has he shared with you, right? What earthly material things has he entrusted in you? You know, he's preparing you. This is also a test to prepare you for the eternal life, right? Once you get to eternal life, you're going to be prepared and seasoned to be entrusted with greater riches, right? Greater things, greater responsibilities. To whom much is given, much is tested, right? So you're entrusted these things, and you have to take care of these things. And these things are not yours. You can enjoy them. You could, cherish them, make great memories with them, whether it's your money, your relationships, your trips, your homes, whatever things. You know, God wants you to enjoy these things. You can do that. You know, enjoy it. Just know that, hey, it's not mine. Don't get caught up in that mindset of like, yo, this is my money. This is my house, my this, my that, whatever it is. I work hard for this. It's all mine. You know, that right there is already leading you to influence you in a negative way, right? In an egotistical way, in a way that later on it will hurt you, as opposed to aligning yourself with God and remembering that, hey, this is all God's doing, you know, and he's just entrusting me with these things. I can enjoy it like it's mine, you know, but I know it's his, and I got to take care of it for him. You know, I got to serve him with these things. I have to appreciate these things for him. You know, it's all for him. And it leads us to the last metaphor of life as a temporary assignment, right? And meaning, you know, when we think of it, right, what came to my mind with this was how, you know, what is my temporary assignment, you know? And the question on this was, how should the fact that life on earth is just a temporary assignment change the way I'm living right now? You know, if I know that this is just an assignment I'm sent here to do, how does it change my look and my actions right now? And to me, it's that, hey, I'm on a temporary assignment. I'm sent out here to learn and fulfill this role and these duties, you know, and it reminds me that I'm not my assignment. You know, I look forward to going home one day. That means that this is not my home. Earth is just, you know, a school or a workplace where I'm sent to do my assignment. My assignment is this life, right? And in this life, I'm to do this role, this duty. I have to fulfill this. And to me, that's so powerful because it reminds you that, hey, so much that, you know, in this life, this assignment of mine, the assignment, I'm identifying my life, right? But I can't identify as my assignment. You know, a lot of times I'm guilty of identifying with my life, right? I'm this male, this spiritual being in a black male's body on earth, and this is my story, right? And because these are my experiences, my story, and where I want this story to be, that's what I identify with, right? But it's to remind you that, no, you're not of this earth, right? Don't conform to the standards of this earth, right? Instead, let God transform you and change your mind completely so you can know God's will, right? And once I'm able to do that, once I get there and I'm clear on what it is that I'm identifying with, right? That I'm a spiritual being sent here for a temporary assignment. And what is my assignment? My assignment is to fulfill these duties that God has told me to do, to love and empower and inspire other people on earth and glorify him in everything that we do. Once I know that, then it's easy, you know? I know that this life here, this earth here, is just a school, a workplace where I'm sent on this assignment, and I have to work on my boss's behalf, my Savior's behalf, my God's behalf, you know, and I'm but an instrument of God on earth. That's what that tells me, you know, and it's easy to get caught in like the assignment itself, right? This life, I created this life and now I worship it. And, you know, I like this life more than, you know, me thinking about life once I die from here. But you got to remember, you're made for so much more. You know, you are so much more than that. God has so much more in store for you. And this is just a temporary assignment. Enjoy it, appreciate it, love it, you know, experience it, and do your job, do your assignment. And once you're done with your assignment, go home and you'll see the celebration that God will have with you then, you know. And I think that's such a beautiful perspective that, you know, life is a test. Life is a trust, and life is a temporary assignment. The biggest one to me being life is a trust. OK, trust in God that he's guiding you and he will have his will be done with you to fulfill you for his purpose and to enrich you, empower you, however is best for you. Trust that in God, and he's going to entrust everything in your hands for you to take care of here and grow with that. And it's such a beautiful thing. So I hope you enjoy that thought. I hope you take that in. I love to hear your feedback on it. Thank you. God bless. Live intentionally. Live well.